Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 13th of December 2025. Today's topic is Repentance and Restitution. Our text today is taken from Leviticus chapter 6 verses 1 to 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, If a soul sin, and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, or have found that which was lost, and leaveth concerning it, and sweareth falsely, in any of all these that a man doeth, sinning therein. Then it shall be, because he hath sinned, and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he hath sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth, in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish out of the flock, with thy estimation, for a trespass offering, unto the priest. Verse 7. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he hath done in trespassing therein. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 24 verse 16. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Repentance refers to confessing and turning away from all sins. Still, it includes exercising faith in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ for salvation. It also entails reconciling with offended people, restituting stolen property, ill-gotten wealth, and lost but found items as proof of genuine repentance. False accusations and lies must also be uncovered. According to Mason, real repentance is thinking God's thoughts about sin and hates it, takes God's side against self and dies to it, turns to God himself and serves him. The claim of repentance without appropriate restitution is unrealistic. If you continue sinning against God after claiming to be saved, you are indeed not saved. Grace does not give liberty for sinning but sets man free from the power of sin, enabling recipients of it to walk in the light of God's word. Restitutions are made as a mark of genuine repentance and faith in Christ, proof of a new nature, possession of a conscience void of offense toward God, man, and a sign that the believer is genuinely heaven-bound. Quote for the day, Grace does not give liberty for sinning. The challenge for today is, restitution is proof of genuine repentance. Prayer, Lord, give me grace to have a conscience void of offense. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.